Lesson 10, Weeks of Years. This lesson begins on page 64 of your book. This audio text version does not contain the reading of any listed footnotes. The figures and calculations, necessary to replicate the date for the arrival of Messiah into Jerusalem, are all detailed in my book, Holy Week, Lessons 5 through 7. I'm just going to quickly summarize that information here. To begin with, a biblical week is symbolic of 7 years. To figure out what the 7 weeks in Daniel means, we look to the book of Leviticus. We see that this number represents 49 years. So, from the issuing of the king Artaxerxes' decree, until the completion of the rebuilding of Jerusalem, would be within a 49-year time span. Now we can determine the length of time, from Jerusalem being finished, until Messiah enters the city. This interval is 62 weeks of years. Take a moment and view the depicted mathematical relationship displayed on page 64, showing that 62 weeks of years equals 434 years. Finally, we add the two numbers together, 49 plus 434, and get a total of 483 years from the decree of Artaxerxes, which allowed the city to be rebuilt, until the Messiah would enter Jerusalem. For those who believe 49 years is a long time to rebuild an ancient city, consider this: the rebuilding of the city walls and gates was no small matter. The walls of Jerusalem stretched for over 12 miles. They encompassed a city that averaged a circumference of 2.8 miles. They contained 11 different gates, spread at assorted points around the circumference of the city. The average height of the walls was over 40 feet, with the width coming in anywhere between 7 to 12 feet. There were 43 surveillance towers built into the walls, used to keep watch over the city. It was a huge undertaking. The fact that it would all be built within 49 years is very impressive on any level. History records that Artaxerxes Longomenus ruled from the year 464 BC until 424 BC, for a period of just over 40 years. The Bible records that the Messiah decree was issued in the 20th year of the reign of Artaxerxes. So, the decree he issued, calling for the rebuilding of Jerusalem, must have been issued in 444 BC. The prophet Nehemiah tells us exactly when the edict was rendered, the month of Nisan, in the 20th year of King Artaxerxes. Notice that no day is given, so we must assume that Nehemiah meant the first day of the month. This is a typical convention used throughout Scripture. In the Hebrew calendar, the month of Nisan overlaps our current March and April. That means the 20th year of Artaxerxes overlaps both 445 and 444 BC. Therefore, the first of Nisan that fits the 20th year of King Artaxerxes is the 5th of March 444 BC. Another convention the Bible uses is the actual year itself. God knew that mankind would change the calendar multiple times over the ages. So, God defined the biblical year as consisting of 12 months, of 30 days each. Each biblical prophetic year is thus composed of 360 days, 12 times 30, not the 365.2425 days of our current calendar. So, that makes the biblical prophetic calendar 5.2425 days shorter than the calendar we use today. The end result is, while God defines prophecy in years, in order for us to come up with actual dates, we need to count the number of days. We calculate the number of days in 483 biblical years as follows. Take a moment and view the depicted mathematical relationship on page 66, showing that 69 biblical years converts to 173,880 days. So, we can see that 69 weeks of years is equal to 173,880 days. All we now need do is add that number of days to the date the Artaxerxes decree went out, March 5, 444 BC. I wrote a computer program that does the work for us. See the chart below. Take a moment, and review the depicted chart entitled, 483 Biblical Years of Days, on page 66. Notice for each time period, I've shown the associated number of days contained within it, they total up to 173,880 days. We can see that Jesus was prophesied to enter Jerusalem on March 29, 33 AD, which came true right on schedule, on the exact day of Palm Sunday. One thing that the scriptures point out, something that I didn't realize for many years, is that the Jews long knew about the expected arrival date for the Messiah. The Jews had recorded the time of the issuance of the decree by Artaxerxes, and had calculated the exact day the Messiah was supposed to appear, exactly like we just did. That's why the citizens of Jerusalem were outlining the anticipated route on the day Messiah was due to arrive. They weren't there to see Jesus. They were there, waiting for a conquering king, riding a white horse. The Jews were lining the expected route, waiting for Messiah to appear. The vast majority of the Jews in Jerusalem already rejected Jesus. Few, if any of them, would have showed up to greet the lowly Jesus, for any reason. This is doubly true for him entering the city as the promised and anointed Messiah. Another thing I didn't know, Jesus' entry into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday, was the first time he entered the temple, during the time of his ministry. This is yet another trait we can see. In the next lesson, we will learn that prophecy surrounding the arrival of the Antichrist works in the exact same manner. His entry into the temple will be his first time, and it too will come near the end of his ministry. We know the exact date he's going to enter, just as the religious elite knew when Jesus would come. But, instead of being rejected, as was Jesus, he will be wildly received by the people of Jerusalem. Lesson 10, Questions for Discussion. Question 1, Define what is a biblical week. Include why God would choose to use it. Question 2, Why did God give us the prophecy for the arrival of Messiah? Fully explain your answer. Question 3, How did Palm Sunday get its name? Who were the Jewish people expecting? Question 4, Define what is a biblical year. How is it different from a solar year? Question 5, Why did God give a prophecy in biblical years for the arrival of Messiah? When you're ready, you can proceed on to Lesson 11, Signing a Peace Treaty. If you're listening using the website, just hit the back button on your browser to return to the page with the Chapter 2 lessons. Then move on to Lesson 11, Signing a Peace Treaty. Click on the blue box to hear the lesson with all footnotes read aloud. Click on the green box to hear the version without them. If you're using an audio player along with the thumb drive to listen to the book, it will automatically sequence to the next lesson. If you wish to stop play, just hit pause or stop. As long as you keep the thumb drive in the player, it will remember your place when you resume listening. If you're listening to the book on a computer or tablet, manually selecting which lesson to listen to next, click on the File Explorer to pull up the thumb drive menu. Then, click on the box for Lesson 11, labeled 2.11, Signing a Peace Treaty, to hear the next lesson.